On a frontage road in Glenwood Springs, across from the John Deere dealership and tucked beside an auto repair shop, is Glenwood Shoe Service. It's a cobblery, where owners Joel and Cindy Fisher resole shoes and repair purses. It's a dying art, and I visited the shop to get a glimpse into the lives of the only cobblers in the Roaring Fork Valley. Say you've got a favorite pair of shoes. They fit your feet perfectly, and you've had them for years. Maybe you've worn them for so long, in fact, that you're starting to be able to see your socks through the gaps in the soles. As I step into Glenwood Shoe Service, I become a little self-conscious of my worn flip-flops, because it's clear that all kinds of shoes walk through Joel and Cindy Fisher's front door.
We've got some Gucci's up there and Jimmy Choo's. We get everything. We do. Yeah.
On their shelves, velvet pumps sit next to work boots still caked with mud. There are cowboy boots, delicately embroidered ones from Aspen's Kemosabe retail shop, and scuffed pairs from actual cowboys in Parachute. Last year, Theater Aspen brought in dance shoes for the entire cast of Hairspray.
All their shoes came in wrong, the wrong soles on them. So they were in a bind. So I worked one weekend and got those done, and the show must go on.
Joel spends most of his time on the heavy machinery in the back. He carefully grinds down the heel of a black leather boot on a huge sander.
Okay, so now the new line is ready to lay up. When I get it ready to glue, I can lay this in and it'll all fit smooth.
Do you get hurt?
Fairly regularly.
Cindy works in the front on smaller repairs, hand cranking a black Singer sewing machine.
If we had it hooked up to electricity, it would go so fast we couldn't control it. So it's got this handle so we can run it manually, which is...
This was not a career that the Fishers expected or really planned for. One day, while Cindy was perusing the Glenwood Post-Independence classifieds, she chanced upon an ad that the shop was for sale.
That's during the recession, so I wasn't working in... told Cindy I thought I'd go in and see if I could buy that.
Cindy sewed her own curtains, and Joel had shoed horses as a blacksmith, but the two had no experience in cobblery. Before taking over, they trained with former owner David Stover, who had run the shop for 40 years. That was 6 years ago now, and the Fishers guess they've repaired nearly 2,000 pairs of shoes since then. And they say they've just about seen it all in that time. I look over Cindy's shoulder at one job, a handbag with a loose strap. The owner tried some do-it-yourself repair before bringing it in.
Oh, this is a mess. And this is things that people do too, is they try to put stuff together themselves, and they'll use staples.
Is that a staple? Like an office stapler staple.
Yeah, duct tape is really common too.
Joel says that while he can't believe the condition of some of the shoes that people bring in, he understands that people are attached to their shoes for reasons that go way beyond physical comfort.
I have even young fellas coming in here that are wearing their grandpa's boots, and they just want to keep them going a little longer.
The Fishers say it feels rewarding to help people keep a beloved pair of shoes going. And Joel's favorite job is putting lifts in the shoes of kids who have legs of different lengths.
If I'm able to work with them and get the angles right and get the so that it feels normal and make it look as natural as possible so it doesn't stick out, because people are usually self-conscious and they're very appreciative.
Joel and Cindy don't know what will happen to their shop when they retire. Joel doubts if someone younger who wants to make money would want to take the time to learn how to be a cobbler.
It's more of an art. If you don't find the satisfaction in the work, there's nothing really to attract a young person unless they are an old soul.
They're not surprised that the number of cobblers is dwindling. Fashion is changing. More and more people are buying cheap items and wearing them for a short time, then casting them away. Joel says his profession is up against this throwaway culture, but he still loves how he's able to help people.
Because it's what connects people to the ground. And everyone has a style of shoes they feel best in, and that's their connection to the earth.
By the way, these are holding out just fine. Good.
And the Fishers plan to continue to help Western Slope residents feel their best in their favorite shoes, whether they're steel-toed or high-heeled. Kristen Kay, Edless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.